Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast, sponsored by Kel-Tec.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
Man, you know it's a weird day when I have to put a story in Slack and be like, Kane, is this real? Is this Florida Man story real? I don't know. Is that real?
It looks to be.
Okay, let me start with this, and then we're going to get to this lady. I mean, we think it's real. It's just one of those stories that's so nuts. I don't know. Oh, my gosh. Okay, so,
huh? It seems to be real.
Okay. So, apparently, it was in Daytona Beach. This guy was arrested after burning down his own house because of he was worried about vampires. Daytona Beach said that his wife, Melvin Weaver, he's 64, sought to have him committed for mental health reasons. But when police arrived, he was acting irrationally. Police determined that he could not be involuntarily committed. He was acting rationally. They said, we can't Baker act him because he seems that he's acting in a rational manner. That was at 2 p.m. Okay. But by 7 p.m., and I don't know why it shows a Champs store burning down on the simulcast. But see, that's what makes me, you know, I'm like, he doesn't live in a Champs. They said by 7 p.m. he was angry, and then the police had to come back, and he told police the vampires are going to defend themselves, according to the arrest report. He set fire to the home by throwing ceiling insulation onto the stove. His wife escaped unharmed, and then he grabbed a kitchen knife and began knocking on neighbors' doors, saying that his house was on fire. He was arrested at the scene. The house was totally destroyed. I mean, it's so insane, you have to go, wait a minute. But I'm telling you. That may be, okay, so remember how I was saying that sometimes Florida Man makes everything else seem sane, except for that story. That one doesn't. Wait, where do you go to the dentist, Kane? Like, where's your dentist office located?
It's about 4 miles from where I live.
Okay, not so it's like far. in a professional place.
Yeah, it's in a little,
okay, yeah. Not like in a La Quinta?
No, it's not in a hotel.
Okay, no, you mean a motel?
Sorry about that, yes, motel.
So apparently, a Florida man was getting a La Quinta Inn and Suites room in Connecticut, and pretending to be a dentist. Yeah. Uh-huh. And when police arrived, he told them he was conducting dental referrals, but they legit found a quote-unquote patient in the bathroom. The patient had gauze in his mouth, saying that he just had a dental procedure. The individual, Hugo De Lima, is charged with practicing dentistry without a license and illegal sale of prescription drugs. He's being held on a $350,000 bond. What in the world? And a Miami woman tries to run over her ex, gets shot at, and then sets her car on fire. World star. Miami-Dade, a woman in Miami from Little Havana is facing a series of felony charges. She stole a pressure washer and then burned a Mazda in a farm field. Ivis Alberto, 27, started in Palmetto Estates. She went to her ex-boyfriend's house, dragged a pressure washer belonging to a second victim. They called police. Then she drove her vehicle away at a high rate of speed. Her ex took out a gun, began firing at her. Then she hit a Toyota Corolla, pressure washed somebody's car. I mean, this is nuts. It was like a four-hour bender, and they finally arrested her. Dang! Kel-Tec launched into 2023 this year with a new addition to their lineup of innovative, high-performance firearms. The new Kel-Tec P15 has broken the mold. Compact and maximum firepower generally don't go hand-in-hand. However, the P15 offers both in a uniquely small package. The P15 is an excellent choice for concealed carry. It offers plenty of dependable firepower to secure your world. This Striker Fire pistol is the lightest, thinnest, double-stack 9mm handgun on the market. At only 14 ounces, 7/8 inches wide, and a 4-inch barrel. You could say mini, but mighty. The double stack magazine holds 15 plus 1 total capacity. That's standard. All Kel-Tec firearms are made in the USA and come with a lifetime warranty as the original owner with proof of purchase. Sign up for the Kel-Tec Insider and get a 15% coupon for your next order of gear and accessories. The P15 is an excellent choice if you're looking for concealed carry. Learn more at KelTecWeapons.com. That's K-E-L-T-E-C Weapons.com. Secure your world with Kel-Tec.
I also want to say a word about the decision yesterday made by the Florida Board of Education to expand the state's dystopian Don't Say Gay law.
She said that word right, I was wondering.
As this measure takes effect, it will prohibit all students up to seniors in high school from learning about our learning about or discussing LGBTQI plus people in the classrooms. Teachers in Florida have already faced the devastating consequences of the existing law. Under threat of having their licenses revoked, gay teachers have been forced to take down pictures of their spouses from their desks.
That's not even accurate. That's such a lie. This is such a lie.
Censoring our classes.
There were actual gay teachers on Twitter yesterday in Florida, like not anonymous accounts, and they were going, this is a lie. This is not even true. That's KJP, like I had to tell you. I'm Dana Lash. Welcome back to the show. If you don't have anything nice to say about anybody, come sit by us. We're the people to hang out with today. Happy Friday. Bottom of the first hour. First off, that's not even accurate. Has she ever been to Florida? And, yeah, what teacher puts a picture of their spouse on their desk? I've never, in all of my years of schooling, Kane, I never saw that.
Me neither.
Where is this? What is this thing that Democrats are like, no, teachers, it's very important that you talk to kids about how you actually participate in the physical act of sex. It's very important. I mean, we don't think that you can feel seen and affirmed unless everyone knows what to do with your bits.
When I was growing up, I didn't know squat about the personal lives of my teachers.
I didn't think they existed outside of the classroom.
I didn't even know their first names for the longest time. It was Mr. or Mrs.
Do you know what's weird? Like, even when I would see my kid. Okay, this is going to sound funny, but I don't know if this is like a Gen X thing or what. But remember when you were younger and you would see your teacher in the grocery store and you're like, what the hell
yes.
are you doing here?
It was like, weird.
You buy food? Like, it was just weird. you're not used to seeing them outside of the context of the classroom. And I got to be real with you. Like, it extends to even now. I see teachers, my kids' teachers outside of the classroom, and I'm like, I'll be dang, you're getting gas. Look at that. You know, it's just the weirdest thing. I don't know why, but it's just, when I was a kid, I never asked these questions. I didn't even know if my teachers were married. Right. I mean, I'm not sitting there, little sixth grade Dana wasn't sitting there in class thinking, boy, I wonder if Mrs. Roper has sex. You know, I didn't think about that stuff. I didn't think about it. Right? Those are not thoughts that cross my mind. One of my teachers was an older woman who literally looked like she stepped out of the 1950s. With the glasses, with the pearl thing, the little, what are they? They have them on the ends, the little necklaces that are on the, and it hangs on her neck. Like, she was one of those teachers. She had an endless supply of whistles. She would be, whether it was in the hallway or the playground, I mean, and she wore the comfortable shoes. You know which one I'm talking about. Those weird kind of pudding beige color shoes that had like a faux cork sole. You know what I'm talking about.
Buster Brown.
Them shoes. That's what she wore. Her name was Mrs. Brunt. The only thing I knew about her, and I'm not saying this to be mean, this is just how kids are, is that when she kicked the bucket after we graduated, after we went to a different grade, after summer, you know, we went out, because she was, I think, Mrs. Thomas was my fourth grade teacher. Brunt, I think, was fifth. No, we were going to have her as a fifth grade teacher, and she kicked the bucket. And then everyone, no, hold up, because the rumor was going around in school that she had donated her body to science and she was going to be reanimated as a zombie. That's literally the stuff we talked about. We weren't like, I wonder if she had lots of sex before she died. Did the sex kill her? Is that how she died? We didn't talk about this stuff because we weren't weird, ridiculous people. We were kids. I don't know what is wrong with adults today. They act like they never met no kids. They act like they've never met a kid in their lives. Well, you know, it's perfectly understandable that a child is going to be sitting at their desk looking at their teacher and wondering, do you have a penis or a vagina? I mean, that's the kind of stuff that no one does that. They're all terrified about making sure they get their homework on time and hoping they don't get called on to go and write the difficult algebra problem on the chalkboard. That's what they're thinking about. I didn't even know. My teacher had a Jolly Rancher jar on her desk. And I just was wondering, I mean, it was a big thing when we found her Jolly Rancher stash. She asked us to go and get something in her desk. She was on the playground. And we went inside, me and my friend, we were tasked with this extraordinary mission. And we went inside the classroom and she told us what drawer in the desk to look at. And you know that you couldn't even get in a teacher's desk unless they gave you permission. It was like opening the, you know, the holiest of holies or something. It was, you know, like going behind the veil to open the teacher's desk drawer. It was like you were opening the Ark of the Covenant. You had to have special permission. And don't look at anything else in there. And we accidentally opened the wrong drawer in a hurry. And I heard the crackle of an unmistakable crackle of a candy bag. And I'm like, what? We looked down. It was our Jolly Rancher stash. It was the bag of Jolly Ranchers that she used to put in the jar. And our thought was, you mean she didn't make this come from magic? Because we just don't think about teachers doing everyday things like that. Anyway, I can't remember what we needed, but we got it and we took it back out. Didn't touch the bag of Jolly Ranchers in the desk. Nowadays, kids slap fight with their teachers. I mean, I act like I talk like I'm from the 40s or something. I mean, this was like in the early 90s, late 80s, early 90s, people. Golly. I mean, we had synth for the love. Now they're like, oh, you know, it's very important for these teachers to come in and be like, kids, guess how much of the sex I had over the weekend? No, that's not what kids are wondering. And if that's what you're obsessed with as an educator, then please find a different job. Maybe like at a strip club or, you know, something that, you know, better suits, you know, your passions. They can't even keep a picture. Shut up. Now everyone's like, they can't even say it. There are no gay people in Miami now. I just feel like these people have never been there.
Did you see Twitter had fact-checked her? And so the fact-check is out there on the post where she is saying this, that they can't have pictures of her spouses on death. And then the community notes is like, this is a lie. This does not exist in the bill and never has.
Yeah. I mean, they don't even say the word gay in the bill. It's about parental rights and notification. It's like saying because I'm trying to think of like a crazy, ridiculous, completely absurd argument to compare it to. And there isn't any because this is just they wrote it. It's about parental rights and they're making it about don't say gay. They can't even put have you seen the arguments keep getting bigger and bigger? They can't even put pictures of their gay spouses on their gay desks. It's crazy. And their gay frames. They just can't even do that. They can't even breathe air. They have to hold their breath the entire time they're in Florida. It's crazy. I mean, that's the level that it's getting to. I don't know. But you're right. They are there. This is about eliminating individualism. If you reduce people to just the women or the gays or the Asians or whatever, you reduce individuality to just be nothing but a box to check for demographics. That is the point. They want to reduce everyone to one block. Good heavens.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
Okay, so apparently scientists have identified a mind-body nexus in the human brain. What? The relationship between the human mind and the body has been a subject. Why is this a thing? They said that researchers said Wednesday they discovered that parts of the brain region called the motor cortex that govern body movement are connected with a network involved in thinking, planning, pain, etc., etc., etc. Duh. What? Really? This is moving on. I'm really cynical today. This is what really has me just mad, though. So there's two different pieces on this that I read. We talked about this yesterday. Fun size. It says that snacks are getting tiny because they're looking for a fresh angle to snacks. No, it's because people are broke. It's because everybody is broke. They can't afford nothing. Companies can't be packaging anything. Shipping's expensive. Materials are expensive. They're making your snacks tiny. Am I looking at a Twinkie or a little ball of cake? I don't even know anymore. But they're talking about bite-sized food, mashed potato puffs. Everything's getting small. There's no such thing as fun size. That is a lie. It's lying to you. It is a snack that's trying to get you to think that it's funner because it's tinier. And that is a lie. It's un-American. There you go. Now we're all mad. This is a people story. A dead body apparently saved a hearse driver who crashed and was left teetering on a snowy Colorado cliff. The driver said the weight of the body he was transporting for organ donation kept his vehicle from going into a canyon. I don't know what to think of this.
Saving life after death.
Right? It's the Hubbard and Sons Funeral Home Service. He said he was run off the road by a red Dodge Durango as they approached the Eisenhower Tunnel. This sounds like a horror film. He said they literally bounced me all the way over to the cliff, and I was teetering. And when I opened my eyes, he said there was smoke everywhere, but it was the dead body that kept it countered. Wow. All right, coming up, Jim Jordan on all of these whistleblower stories next. Don't miss.
Like sands through the hourglass, so are the days of the United States.
Don't hear no, because you know my saying? I eat no for breakfast.
We like that!
Yes! Is his name No? The way she looked at him was kind of scary.
You look hungry.
Dang, I eat no for breakfast. I mean, I'm having an Adam Sandler moment, a Happy Gilmore moment. You eat for breakfast? Welcome back to the program, Dana Lash here. What show was she on? What show was she on? She was on somebody's show. I don't know who. I don't watch any of that stuff.
Is that the Wendy Williams replacement?
No, it can't be. Jennifer Hudson?
I don't know.
Did she replace Wendy?
I think Wendy Williams is gone. I haven't seen daytime TV, and I can't tell you how long.
I don't even know what's on anymore. Do they still have what my grandma called the stories on? Y'all know what I'm talking about? The stories. Yeah. It was, what's his name? Stefano on Days of Our Lives. Yeah. That damn Stefano. I mean, he to that community of Salem on Days of Our Lives was like to the Russian, what the Russians are to Democrats here. Like what they say he's like. Stefano was involved in everything. That's all I know. She watched that. And then the one who was so stupid. What was the title? Oh, the Bold and the Beautiful. So they were bold and also beautiful. I love it. So I don't know what's on in the afternoons. I don't know what she... So, Steve, you're telling me that it was Jennifer Hudson's show?
Yes. She's a new show. It's literally called J-HUD. And I think they replaced... I think you're right. They replaced Wendy's time slot. I don't know what channel they're on, but...
I cannot abide that. I mean, no offense to J-HUD or anything, but Wendy Williams was the OG.
J-HUD.
I mean, Wendy Williams. You have the two W's. I mean, that just sounds nice. I'm just saying.
Good show.
Golly. That was the first TV I ever did. I'm gonna drop a picture in Slack because
you guys were on her show in the era where she would take a lighter and heat up Slim Jims live on TV.
That's amazing.
That's good stuff. Great TV.
Just to cook them?
Yeah.
Just warm them up, make them taste better.
Really?
That's what she said.
I didn't even know that.
I never tried it, but she took a
lighter.
Now
I'm going to.
And she would warm up a Slim Jim with a lighter.
That is actually, that's a life hack. She's living in 2040, and we're all like, you know, here in the past. What in the world? Oh, my gosh. All right. So she also said, Kamala Harris, I don't know if we got time for this. She also said she was going to, one day she's going to write a cookbook. Is it going to be full of recipes on No? This is Audio Soundbite 7, if we have time.
And I actually, it is part of my, one day I'm going to write a cookbook, but I do, I've started to actually write my recipes because the kids, my husband will always say, why don't you write down your recipes?
Yeah.
And I've realized I probably should start doing that. The family joke is that if somebody asks me for the recipe, I'll just say, well, it's a little bit of this, a little bit of that.
Okay. Yeah. J-HUD's like, that's weird. Like, what in the world? She acts like that's a new thing, you know, and I have this pattern of cooking for certain meals, and I thought about writing it down. No one has ever thought of that. Yes, I should do that. What is the point of this conversation? And, yes, I thought I should write down some recipes. Are they going to be of No? You said that you eat No for breakfast. So is it a bunch of recipes with No? What is that cooked on?
I thought that was the kid's name.
Oh, yeah, that's true. The way she looked at him was scary. I felt like I needed to intervene on his behalf.
Thanks for tuning in to today's edition of Dana Lash's Absurd Truth Podcast. If you haven't already, make sure to hit that subscribe button on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.